Bounty response. Portland Fret. I'm Mike Moss. President Trump says he did not bring up the intelligence reports that Russia is paying the Taliban bounties to kill Americans in Afghanistan when he spoke on the phone 8 times with Russian President Vladimir Putin, telling Axios on HBO that he never heard about a complaint from a general about the bounties.
I have heard that, but it's never, it's never reached my desk.
This morning, the president threatened to send more federal forces to Portland, Oregon, to deal with unrest outside the federal courthouse.
You hear all sorts of reports about us leaving. We're not leaving until they've secured their city. We told the governor, we told the mayor, secure your city. If they don't secure their city soon, we have no choice. We're going to have to go in and clean it out. We'll do it very easily. We're all prepared to do it.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the country's top infectious disease doctor, says students returning to school in the fall likely will teach the nation more about COVID-19, speaking online with United Teachers.
Unfortunately, though this may sound a little scary and harsh, I don't mean it to be that way, is that you're going to be actually part of the experiment of the learning curve of what we need to know.
Florida has reported a record new increase in new COVID-19 deaths with a second day in a row, reporting 217 fatalities in the last day. The U.S. will surpass the somber milestone of 150,000 coronavirus deaths sometime today. Russia says it intends to be the first in the world to approve a coronavirus vaccine in less than 2 weeks, despite concern about its safety, effectiveness, and over whether the country has cut essential corners in its development. Russian officials claim they're working toward a date of release of August 10th. On Wall Street, the Dow up 70. I'm Mike Moss.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6655 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6655. Enjoy!
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bedliner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bedliners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with 4 locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Excessive heat warning through the weekend, 111 the high today, with sunshine 82 overnight, sunny and 114 tomorrow, 84 tomorrow night, 114 on Friday, 84 on Friday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning, Yuma. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio. We have our friend Adibal Tafoya, A.T., as we affectionately call him. He's the owner of Max Force Pest Control. Good morning, A.T.
Good morning.
You need a microphone.
Dude, I was talking into like myself.
Good morning. And on the phone, my friend Lynn Gouge, who is a Mary Kay Independent Beauty Consultant. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, A.T. It's great to be here.
Awesome. Good morning.
We did a leap of faith. We gave Russ Clark has a microphone this morning, too.
You're a brave man.
Russ, he promises to behave. But, Lim, thank you for coming on the air. You know, what people don't understand in this economy, in the American business, solopreneurs, as we're now calling independent sellers and that kind of stuff, how important do you think it is, Lim, that people understand solopreneurs, they understand your contribution to the GDP? How important is it, do you think?
Oh, I think it's super important. We are, you know, a huge factor in the economy of our local towns as well as across the country, because by purchasing from someone like me, who is an independent contractor who owns their own business, it's not only, you know, bringing money into my home so that I can pay my mortgage and I can buy my groceries at the local grocery store and feed and clothe my child and stuff, but it also helps with our tax base. It helps with just everything. And I think a lot of times we may be overlooked in that.
Yep. And to me, that's the backbone of shopping locally. A.T., you started off on your own, an entrepreneur, solopreneur, with this leap of faith. What triggered that in your life that says, I'm going to go for it, I'm going to go do this?
Oh, love my story, man. I love my story. So, like, I'll try to do it, like, in 60 seconds, right? So I was actually approached by an angel investor. So an angel investor is somebody that wants to invest into you or your company or whatnot. I said no for about a year, man. I said, like, no. I like my security blanket. I know I like where I'm at. Up until he said something really magical, and it had to do with, like, money. And then it also had to do with, like, you know what, dude? Like, you can do this. Like, you can actually do this. We went into business, and unfortunately, 2.5 months into business, it was, like, a really bad relationship. Really super bad relationship. So I am the type of person that kind of talks about their problems sometimes. And then I found, actually, this other angel investor found me. Said, hey, man, why don't you just buy him out? I said, I got no dough, bro. Like, that's originally why I didn't do my stuff. He's like, well, I got the solution for you. Like, I don't want anything to do with your business. I'll lend you the money, right? I'll lend you the money. You buy him out, and then it's a happy relationship after that, right? And sure enough, like, we were still friends up until, like, I'm very sad to say, but he actually just passed away with the COVID thing. Yeah, I know, man. I know. Super, super tough stuff. Yeah. But super awesome, super awesome guy, super awesome, like, cool dude. Up until, like, you know, a month or two before he passed away, we would still talk. You know, it was like, hey, man, how's business and so on. And I wanted to keep that relationship, and he wanted to keep that relationship too. So I ended up buying him out. And then the number two angel investor said, hey, man, I don't want anything to do with this business. I'll lend you the money. You just pay me back, and then we're good to go, right? And then that's exactly what we did, man. We just, like, freaking put our heads down and then just, like, ran with it nonstop.
So, Lynn, that leap of faith, do you have a similar story saying, I'm going to do this on my own? I understand all the security stuff on one hand, but I need to do this for myself. Was there that kind of a fork in the road, or did this kind of gradually just happen over time?
Well, for me, I actually started my business not as a business, but as a ministry. I just felt that God had called me to enrich the lives of other people, especially single moms, because being a single mom, I understood how hard it was. And so that's why I started my business. But as time went on, it grew and grew. And I came to a point where I knew that I needed to leave the 9-to-5 world and just step out in that leap of faith. And so I did that. And it's, you know, it's scary, and not every month is as profitable as you kind of need it to be, but it's definitely been an amazing adventure, and I just love the fact that I have that freedom to do what's important. Being aligned with the Mary Kay company and their culture is God first, family second, career third, and that totally aligns with my values. And being a single mom of an amazing and special young man who is a square peg in a round world, I needed to have the ability to be with him when he needed me. I am his only parent and have been since he was 2 years old. And then recently my father has had some health issues that required me to be more hands-on in his world. And so by being in business for myself, I have that flexibility to really spend my time where it is important. And to me, that is priceless. And I am so glad that I stepped out and took that opportunity.
Awesome.
Yep. And Russ Clark, we gave Russ the microphone. Yeah. Precision Auto took that leap of faith, and he jumped in the pool. Did the pool have water in it, or was the pool empty?
It was empty. It was empty. We had to build the pool.
Oh, you and me both, brother.
Then borrow a hose.
But there is that leap of faith, and with, all three of you took that leap of faith, and you had a vision, you had an understanding that you had faith in yourself as well.
Right. Yeah. A lot of the times when you're wanting to do it, and then unfortunately, you're just paying too much attention to the noise that's out there. You know? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, like when we were going to first start, it was like, dude, there's like over 30 pest control companies. What are you going to do, right? And you don't look at those things after you know.
It's an easy answer.
Yeah.
What do you do? What's the answer?
Right.
Just be the best you can be.
Well, take care of your customers. But then at the end of the day, like, how are you going to be different? How are you going to stand out? What are you going to do differently, right?
Take care of customers. Yeah. That's different.
Yeah. Well, I understand that, right? But then, like, at the end of the day, like, we all kill bugs, right?
Yeah.
And we all kind of, you know, kind of have our trucks and so on, right? But then, yeah, you're right. Take care of the customer, right? But then how do you draw that attention to the customer? How do you, like...
You mean to build
the customer base? Yeah, absolutely, yeah. If you don't have those deep pockets and, like, if you don't have the money for, like, you know, like, whatever, like, billboards, TV, radio, like, all the traditional stuff, like, what are you going to do? Like, how are you going to gain that attention? And then overall, it's, like... Are you going to keep doing the same thing that everyone else does, or are you going to be a little different, right? And then for us, it was just like, okay, cool. This is what we need to do. So that's how we need
it. But you made it personal. I mean, you personalized Max Force. And again, it's synonymous with AT. The two are hand in hand. And I think Lynn's done the same thing with Mary Kay. I know there's other Mary Kay consultants out there, but Lynn, you've made it personal. I think that's important.
Well, one of the things is, are you going to drink your own Kool-Aid, right? Or are you going to have somebody else take that?
And what do you mean by drink your own Kool-Aid? That could be a negative. In other words, you're not paying attention to everything else.
Well, it just depends how it's interpreted.
Yeah.
But for my sense, it's like, dude, I'm going to wear the hat every single day. I'm going to wear the shirt every single day. I'm going to drive my trucks every single day.
Yeah.
And I'm super proud of what we're doing, right? It's not just like, hey, we're here to make, you know, whatever money, which still yet to see. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, are you going to drink your own Kool-Aid? Are you going to buy your own product, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you make something, would you buy it?
Perfect. Would you want to be your own customer?
Would you want to be your own customer?
Oh, heck yeah. I wouldn't go anywhere else. Seriously, I mean, that's the kind of reputation we want is, first and foremost, we take care of.
For 41 years in the advertising marketing business, I would say that to my salespeople, would you buy from you?
Yeah.
And they gave me this quizzical look. I said, it's an important question.
It is, man.
Lynn, would you buy from you?
Oh, absolutely. absolutely. I am my best customer. And I always, when I talk with people and I mentor people who come into the business, I tell them, you know, you have to be your best customer. Because if you're still using a skincare, a body care, a color care product from somewhere else, that's like owning McDonald's, going across the street, buying a Burger King burger, coming back to your dining room, opening it up, eating it, and enjoying it in your dining room surrounded
right.
by
well,
your customers.
Right.
Well, you're making me hungry, which means I got to go to a quick break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBOU.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Liberal Democrat New York billionaires are spending huge money trying to capture Republican districts by electing the most liberal Republicans possible. Posing as an Arizona group called Our Values Arizona, these former Clinton-Obama funders are attacking Steve Montenegro and promoting Joanne Osborne right here in our district. The Clinton machine trusted Joanne Osborne to pass their extreme agenda of Green New Deal-style climate change legislation, tax increases, and gun control. That's why conservative Republicans support Steve Montenegro. Unlike Osborne, Montenegro has been endorsed by the NRA, was named champion of the taxpayer, and is a strong supporter of President Trump. And Yuma knows we can trust Steve Montenegro to protect our water, defend our agricultural interests, and ensure we get proper funding for transportation, education, and infrastructure.
This is Steve Montenegro. The Clinton machine is attacking me and my family because they know I'm the real conservative in this race. You have two state House seats, and I'd be honored if you'd cast one of your votes for me. Paid for by Montenegro for House and authorized by Steve Montenegro.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio. My friend Animal Tafoya, AT, as we know him, owner of Max Force Pest Control. Good morning, AT.
Good morning.
And on the phone, Lynn Gouge, Mary Kay Independent Beauty Consultant. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
There we go. So, Lynn, what phone number should people use if they want to contact you and get some of the good stuff?
Why, certainly. They can reach me at 928-919-1998.
So, 928-919-1998.
That is correct.
I'm thinking about those nines in Liar's Poker. But anyway, I digress. So, during the break, the conversation in the studio was pretty terrific, talking about what you do for clients and customers. Sometimes it's not what you do, but how you made them feel. How does that work in your line of business, Lynn, as far as it's not so much the product, but how you make them feel? How does that work for Mary Kay?
Actually, that's like the backbone of our business. It is our we sell lipstick, we sell cosmetics and skincare and stuff, but it's all about empowering and encouraging and just enriching those lives of the people that come before us. So we are a relationship business, and so that is super important, is just to, Mary Kay used to say, and it's still part of our philosophy, is to think of every person you come in contact with as having a sign around their neck saying, make me feel special, make me feel important. And so we, myself especially, and I'm sure this goes for all of my sister consultants, that we value each and every person that comes in front of us. And it's not about the dollar signs, even though that is how I pay my mortgage, that is how I feed my child, that is, you know, but it's about making sure that that person leaves my space feeling better than they came into my space.
Wow.
Russ, does that kind of feeling work well in the automotive repair business?
It works well in every business. Donuts, Mary Kay, automotive, killing bugs. It's all the same. It's universal.
He goes to the head of the class because that's A+.
Right.
It really is true. People will forget sometimes what you did for them, but they'll always remember how you made them feel. Any error I've made in my career over X number of decades, any error was whatever I did or didn't do and how that person felt about it.
You know, you got all this feeling. We're not going to hug afterwards, are we?
No. There aren't masks big enough for that.
Hey man, but at the, you know what I look at too is like I call those not just learning experiences, but I call those punches in the face because it's how you're going to learn, right?
Yeah.
How to put up with everything that's coming at you.
And it's not the easy customers that'll make you. It's can I take care of the tough ones?
Oh,
right.
Love it, man. Love it, yeah.
Those are the ones you gotta dive into. And I try not to fire a customer ever. My goal is to find a way to make. And I don't care how that's done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if I have to send him somewhere else. I want to make him happy.
Of course, yeah.
Yep.
And again, finding what makes them feel right, feel special, feel unique. I think that is what we're all doing. AT, but that's got to be more difficult in your line of work. You're just killing bugs, right?
Well, you know, just like Russ's business, Lynn's business, my business, we're solving problems, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, they have an issue with bugs. Yeah, they have an issue with bugs. They have an issue with the skin. They have an issue with their vehicle.
And every customer is unique.
Right.
And I know
right.
what you do is pretty standard, but it's not.
Right.
Because
right.
you're a customer, and you got to listen. You can't say, I know what to do, don't talk to me. You got to listen.
Oh, man, the one of the first things that I walk into, like when I walk into a house, is like, are you cool with me asking you 1,000 questions? And they're like, why? And then I said, okay, cool, because I just need to know, like, how long have you had this issue? You know, how many bugs are you seeing? Blah, blah, blah. Like, all the bug stuff, right? And then you start building, kind of like, okay, cool, yeah. And then the more they start telling you, the more they start... Okay, yeah, but, you know, I have dogs, and I have birds, and I have this, and it's safe for turtles, and so on. So that's what we have to ask those questions for.
But that transcends building rapport. That is establishing a long-term relationship. This is going to be a partnership, a relationship, and you're going to do it right.
Right.
It's almost like a doctor, you know, looking at a patient. You know, everybody that comes in on Wednesday, y'all get penicillin. No matter what you do, y'all get penicillin. Hi, can you please poke at me or look?
What is this, the 60s?
Exactly.
Right.
But that kind of examination is good for Mary Kay. It's good for automotive. It's good for the chamber. It's good for anybody.
Sure.
Absolutely. And it's beautiful that you ask that much. And building the rapport like John's has is repeating back to them what they just told you.
Right.
Because then they know you're listening. Same verbiage even.
Right.
And you repeat that back, same verbiage, you build that connection.
Well, John, you've seen this, right? Even in sales or whatnot, like, you have to mirror the customer. Like, if there's a customer that's really, like, you know, very formal, okay, cool, try to be as formal. But, you know, we walk into these houses, and it's like their most personal place ever. You know, even more personal than their vehicle, than the work, than the clothes that they wear. And so you're walking into their living room, and they're, like, super, like, chill, whatnot, and they're like, yeah, man, this and that. And they're like, all right, cool, dude, yeah, I get it, you know, kind of that. So, yeah, mirroring that is amazing, too.
And not a lot of people would understand that, AT. You impress me every day.
Oh, yeah, thanks, man.
He's got it going on. And again, when I was in the world of selling only, I would try to tell my salespeople and myself, this, it's a stage, and they've written the script. They've written, okay, and it's
love
their
it.
Stage. They've set it up. So you're acting in their play. You are part of their program, not yours. Lynn, does that work as well in Mary Kay as it does with MaxForce or Precision Auto, you know, really being on the customer's agenda? Or is it the special of the day? I've got to sell this lotion and get extra bonus points. I mean, how does that play in the world of Mary Kay?
Well, I mean, you could attack it from the idea that I have to sell X no matter what. But at the end of the day, you're really not going to be successful. If you want to be successful, it's about building that relationship. I mean, think about this. I know y'all are guys, but one of the most vulnerable things for a woman is to take off every bit of her makeup in front of another person.
Whoa.
To strip and clean down her skin to the absolute bare minimum is super, that's like exposing yourself.
The that's ultimate vulnerability?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
super vulnerable.
I don't want to do that.
And so, you know, you have to be able to put that person at ease and just really focus on what is important to them. And each person, what is important is different. And so it's a matter of taking that time to really figure out what is important to that person and then make that important for you as well. It's not what you say or you do, it's whether you care about that person.
They're
not
going
to listen to you if you're not, if they don't feel your heart is in it.
Wow. Lynn, that's super, super amazing. Great words on that.
So the question is that a technique or is that just common sense and common courtesy? Because sometimes people think you're being techniqued when at the end of the day, it's just common courtesy and great human communication. It's just looking you in the eye and telling you the absolute truth. And Russ, you've been a master communicator for as long as I've known you.
I'm a student. But look, technique's a phrase I don't like to use because it almost sounds like a script or something like
that. Exactly.
You know, you give a guy a script to run into a business and say, oh, I'll just say this. And they need penicillin or something. No, I mean, and when you say technique, it almost sounds artificial. And believe me, if you can't fake it, you know, either you're sincere or you're not. I mean, I had a public speaker, nationally known public speaker, on the phone the other day on the show, and I asked him, "Can you teach me how to fake being sincere?"
No,
I need to fake sincerity, and I got it made.
Wow. Oxymoron, fake sincerity. Wow.
Well, you can't.
It's not possible.
And of course, he laughed. He knew exactly what I was saying.
Yeah.
And you either really feel it in your gut, in your heart, or you're running a script, and they all see it. They know it.
Exactly. Lynn, when you became a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant, did they put you through paces and train you on the phrase that pays, or did they just work on social skills, or you had those things coming in? I mean, with the process of being a Mary Kay consultant and being as good as you are at it, is there a major training exercise that goes into it, or walk me through the initial phase of becoming a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant?
Okay, well, what we like to say is that you're in business for yourself, but you're never in business by yourself. So there's always someone to help, to mentor you, to help you round off those hard edges. And so everybody starts different in their business because each of us come at a different level in our lives and a different set of tools in our tool belt. And so the company gives us amazing award-winning education that we can do online. And then there's other consultants that can help in person, over the phone. But it's truly the whole package. You can invest and grow as much as you want. No one force feeds it to you, but I guarantee that anybody who has become a consultant and truly really wanted to make it successful, that in that process, they became a much better, more well-rounded person. Do we have verbiage? Of course we have verbiage. There's because when you first start any career, you don't know the words to say.
But that's not a script. You know, that's more mission statements or, you know, company attitude, those kind of things.
Right.
Those are okay. It's not a script to fake out a customer. That's a different deal.
I think you got to look at it, see if you're, you know, if you're human, if you're being human, if you're really caring about what that person is feeling, right?
Yeah.
And you don't have an agenda. I mean, all these words that are thrown at with, like, the tactics and the scripts and the, you know, no, it's not about that.
Right.
It's not about that. And that's what I think differentiates, you know, the good from the bad, you know, or the good from the better, if you want to call it that way.
And that's what makes Yuma a special place also.
Absolutely.
When I first got here, we made the decision late in 99 to come down to Yuma, you know, from Prescott. And I looked around and I thought, the farming community in Yuma, they can spot a faker a mile away. It's incredible. And you have to look somebody in the eye and tell them the absolute truth, because you will get called out immediately.
Yeah, they actually have detectors, like, on the other side of Wellington over there when you're coming in, and that overpass. Yeah, and then on the other side of when you're coming in from California, yeah, they'll start. Yeah.
I want to talk about that more after the break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
KBLU News Talk 560 is in search of motivated individuals to join its radio and digital marketing team in the greater Yuma area. The ideal candidate will have an interest in helping our business customers succeed, have the desire to be successful, the curiosity to find out more, computer skills, problem solving, creativity, and dedication are all required. Sound like a fit for you? Apply online by sending your resume to HireMeNow at edbroadcasters.com or go to our website, edbroadcasters.com, and click on Careers. El Dorado Broadcast is an equal opportunity employer.
Representatives Joanne Osborne and Tim Dodd and Senator Sina Kerr are Yuma's conservative team for the Arizona legislature. Joanne Osborne and Tim Dunn understand that we need agriculture and strong water policy to protect the future of Yuma County. Tim Dunn and Sina Kerr have spent their careers in agriculture. Joanne Osborne owns a small business and was the outstanding business leader of the year. Our conservative team will fight to protect our military bases while holding the line on unnecessary spending. They have worked with Governor Ducey to cut burdensome regulations and at the same time provide our children's teachers the pay raises they deserve. Their opponent deeply cut education funding and voted for special interest tax cuts that raised our property taxes. Tim Dunn, Joanne Osborne, and Sina Kerr are the right team for Yuma. Please vote for Tim Dunn and Joanne Osborne for the House and Sina Kerr for the Senate. Paid for by GPL Committee for Arizona Leadership. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. In studio, we're talking to my friend, Honorable Tafoya, A.T., owner of Max Force Pest Control. Good morning, A.T.
Good morning.
And on the phone, my friend Lynn Gouge, Mary Kay Independent Beauty Consultant. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
There you go. Still with us. Good. one brief chamber announcement, actually two. Our next Good Morning Yuma is going to be Thursday, August the 13th at 7 a.m., and we're going to broadcast from the Yuma International Airport Conference Room. We try to move this around to give people just a bit of a unique outlook. And I've got to give my team lots of props. It's terrific. Tanya and Cheryl and Diana have done a great job really upping their game on the technology. If you had told me a year ago that the chamber had to spend $900 on a video camera, I thought you'd lost control of your facilities. But
you did.
Adjusting, brother. Adjusting, man.
You have to pivot. You have to pivot. And right. And so we're really upping our game there. So this is going to be a pretty good event. Sponsored by Synergy Home Care and their presentation on the Yuma County Hero Program. They've done a wonderful job creating a hero program. I love the fact that the Dunns have just done great work. And so they're the sponsors. But the program is going to feature our education leaders in Yuma County talking about school opening guidance. So on the panel giving us presentation, Dr. Daniel Kaur, Gina Thompson, Lori Deering, and Jamie Sheldell.
Wow.
And they're all going to give us 7 or 8 minutes on what the parents need to understand, how businesses have to pivot, the staggered schedules, because this could be confusing. And it will probably change again between now and August the 13th. So I'm looking forward to that presentation so people get the information they need just to conduct business and conduct their daily lives. Again, sponsored by Synergy Home Care, Thursday, August the 13th at 7 a.m. And the other thing that's really important as well, the U.S. Census, they've moved the deadline back to October 31st, okay, which is nice. I've got the statistics in my phone, but Arizona's, so far they've responded about 55%, Arizona.
Wow.
Yuma County is 44%.
Hmm.
Yuma City's 51%. Somerton's 28%. Wellton, San Luis, 33%. We need to make this really important. We have to put this on every kitchen table. Downshifting into my marketing days, I used to talk about kitchen table marketing. Decisions are made at the kitchen table. how do you get your message, your product, your whatever, at the kitchen table so that when decisions are being made by mom and dad, kids are in bed, husband and wife talking to each other at the kitchen table, really thinking about things, how do we get the census on every kitchen table? Because you think about the census actually is for representation. We know Arizona is going to pick up a seat, okay, statistically, but the census will prove that out. We're pretty sure California is going to lose a seat in the House, but again, the census will bear that out. The other things as a byproduct of that, you're talking funding for YCAT and all the other nonprofit stuff, is really secondary to the real importance of representation in Washington, D.C., but people forget that. They also think that there's a breach of my information, and yet that's not it. We have got to get, we have to make this important. We have to make it relevant. We have to make it serious for everyone of all ethnicities to fill out your census and send it in. I don't know how to do that. We're going to be asking businesses to help out and other organizations to help out.
Yeah.
It's real, 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 real important. And I can't stress enough, Russ, I need to phrase the pace.
I don't know what it is yet. I'll think about it. But you know when the first census was in the United States?
1790.
Yeah, 1790 is exactly right.
And how about that? Ding, 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 ding.
Wow.
What do I get?
What do I
win?
You win nothing. But George Washington was president at the time, and Thomas Jefferson and all those guys sitting around. They were disappointed because they didn't feel like everyone did it. They felt like the numbers were too low.
In 1790.
In 1790. It's never changed.
Yeah.
So as far as us getting to the bottom of what it's going to take to get us all out there, it's got to be something we haven't figured out yet.
Well, I think it's a matter of, like, adjusting the way you communicate.
Yes.
And it's what, and I don't hate to say it, I love to say it, but it's what social media has brought to us, right? How we communicate. They figured it out. I'm pretty sure the census can figure it out, too.
I hope so, because it's important.
Oh, yeah, it is very important.
The entire population of the country in 1790 was 3,893,635.
Dude, how do you know
all that? And right now, it's over 330 million. But again, and we know that. But again, it needs to be bore out by the census. That's the common denominator. And we have to make it important, I think, for people. Wherever you live, whatever your situation is, I don't care how much you earn, how many kids you have, I don't care where you live, we have to strike in the hearts of people, this is important.
But when you tell them it's for representation, they don't really get it.
No, they don't feel touched by that.
So what's going to touch them? And we got to figure that out. How is it important to you?
What's
in it for them? Exactly. You just said it right now. What's in it for them? How do you build that message? How do you market a video versus marketing a billboard? How do you market a video saying, like, why this whole census thing is on?
You say, if you don't do it, there's no dough, bro. I got that from you.
There's no dough, bro.
Yeah, right. No census, no dough, bro.
Yeah.
How does that work for you, Lynn? Are you tracking, or have we completely lost you?
No, it is. The census is super important, and I think that unfortunately people don't realize how important our local representatives, our state representatives, the people that represent us day in and day out, not just those that are in the headlines in Washington, but those people that are key instrumental people in actually how we live our lives, how our community is held together, what we have available to us here, and somehow we have to find a way to bridge that gap of knowledge or that gap of interest.
How do we do that? How do we tell folks, look, this is about, you know, funding for YCAT, this is about funding for Catholic Community Services, or how we get other fun, how do we get that onto every kitchen table? Because everyone's unique. AT, your situation is different than mine. Lynn's, yours is different. Rush, yours is different. So how do we have those many messages with the same messages? Again, you're the word master, AT. You got to help me here, bud.
Well, man, okay, so here it is, bro. Like, honestly, like, are you still marketing the same way as you were, like, in 1970, 80, 90s? And, you know, are you still doing it the same way? Right? And, yeah, granted, like, you just got to get the attention. You got to get the attention of people, right? right now the attention is on your Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, like all of that, like your LinkedIn. Are you putting enough messaging in there that is going to get your message across to people?
And enough of the effort to do it right.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, granted, I get it, man, but it's like it comes from the back end.
But you got to tie to that, which you do a good job of why is important to me.
Yeah.
And you do that a great job through stories of,
thanks, man,
of here's what these bugs look like. You don't want them in your house.
Right.
And they're like, oh, my God, call AT.
It's the same thing, yeah. Like, yeah. You know, if you don't participate,
right,
no dough, bro.
Exactly.
But good morning, Yuma, when an AT buys a ad on the screen, okay? And these are PowerPoint ads that
like
come
up. Stop eating for a minute.
Oh, no. He finds the grodiest, nastiest, yeah, meanest pest to be up on a 40-foot screen while reading.
Hashtag true story, bro. Yeah. See, man.
But it works.
But it works.
But it works.
Yeah, put the bed bugs in there. That'll get them. Yeah, nobody wants bed bugs.
Just say the word bed bugs or mice. Those two words just send you to a really bad place.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something nicer, Lynn. Okay, please.
Please do.
You got to help us out here. Come on. We're three guys. We're taking this program into the never-never
land. Yeah, we need a female in here just because, you know, kind of keep us in check on that.
And with some class, please. So I understand, Mary Kay, these are beauty products. What's the difference between the Mary Kay product line and stuff my wife or I can buy at Fry's off the shelf? What's the main difference? What's the biggest difference?
Well, obviously, in my opinion, we have one of the highest, if not the highest, quality products. And we have that 100% satisfaction guarantee, which is kind of unique because it doesn't matter if you've had that product for one day, 1 week, month, I don't care. If you are not loving that product, if you are not using that product, we need to talk. I need to exchange it out. I need to do something with it because even though the packaging is beautiful, it's not home decor. It's skincare, it's beautiful, it's fragrance, it's sun care.
I love that.
It's not meant to just sit there and look pretty. It's meant to do a purpose to help you be healthier, more radiant, more confident, more, you know, successful. Because when we feel good about ourselves, when we are, that leads to confidence. Confidence leads to success. And even though success is different for each and every one of us, there's that simple step-by-step. When you feel good about how you look and you feel, you're confident. When you're confident, you're successful. And
yep.
So one of the main differences is that you get a consultant. You get your very own personal beauty consultant. And if you have a question, I'm there. If this isn't working, I can tell you what the next logical step is.
And you get Lynn, so you're kind of like the icing on the cake. You get Lynn for free. I love it.
That's right, yes.
928-919-1998, 919-1998 for all that good stuff. And Lynn, you're right. The products are the one thing, but the satisfaction is another. Do you have customers that just, so for whatever reason, they're chronically not happy? What do you do with that chronically not happy customer? You know, Russ says he never fires a customer.
Try not to.
You try not to.
Yeah.
But Nordstrom's came
never
out.
Never say never, right?
Nordstrom's finally came up with a book, How to Fire a Customer. Have you had to do that, Lynn?
I know that there are customers that, for whatever reason, are not active on my customer list. I hope that it wasn't due to my failing, but, you know, I work really hard at keeping in contact with my customers, letting them know that they're important to me, and if they do have an issue, I try to rectify that issue. And so is it a matter of adjusting that product? Is it that that product line isn't working for them? You know, what actually asking questions and seeing, is it, you know, you don't like the feel of this product? Is it that you don't like the smell of the product? Is it that you don't feel that you need that product? Is it, you know, asking questions and really getting to the heart of it? Or is it maybe you you got something and you realized that you kind of felt bad because you didn't think you really should have spent the money at that point in time in your family budget. Are there ways that we can work around those concerns and those challenges? Because every single one of us has concerns and challenges.
I love it.
And that's important. I'm going to talk about what kind of a boss you are after the break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
The time has come. History will be made. Hyundai of Yuma is out to sell 100 new vehicles in the month of July. In order to do this, they are taking $7,000 off MSRP on select 2020 Hyundai Santa Fe. You heard me right. Over $7,000 off MSRP. Plus, no payments for 3 months. There has never been a better time to buy than now. So, come in today to Hyundai of Yuma, where every offer, no matter how crazy, will be considered. And all credit applications accepted. Remember, you can also shop 100% online in your pajamas at HyundaiofYuma.com. So, this summer, take advantage of these amazing offers at Hyundai of Yuma, a proud Yuma strong business.
7,000 off on select 2020 Santa Fe, then number 147-635 in lieu of any special finance offers, plus tax, title, and dock fees. Must finance through Hyundai Motor Credit to receive all incentives.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio. My friend Animal Tafoya, AT, owner of Max Force Pest Control. Good morning, AT.
Good morning.
And on the phone, my friend Lynn Gouge, Mary Kay, independent beauty consultant, and an awesome, awesome ambassador of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
There you go. Off the air conversations might get us in trouble, but my question is going to be, of the three of you, okay, are you a tough boss?
Lynn, you want to go first?
Well, in my line of business, I'm not actually a boss to anybody except maybe my son who helps me with some of the stuff here, you know, my inventory, my paperwork, things like that. Because even though I have a team, my team are all independent beauty consultants, so they actually, their business is with Mary Kay, it's not with me. My role is to be their mentor, to be their business coach, to be their cheerleader, to help them find the education and to sharpen their skills and become that better version of themselves. So, I guess I don't know that I can adequately answer that.
Can I answer for you?
Sure.
I think you're a great boss to yourself because you keep yourself disciplined.
You know, thank you.
You keep yourself on top of your stuff, and you can tell.
And that's the right answer. I think you're a fantastic boss.
Absolutely.
AT, are you a tough boss? A good boss?
You know what, man? You asked me that question right now during the break, and I had to think about that. because I feel that I always need room for improvement. But goddamn, I am a great boss to myself because I demand a crap load and I deliver a crap load to myself as well.
Do you wag your finger at yourself in the mirror? Because I found myself doing that to me. I'm wagging my finger at myself in the mirror. Yeah, I'm tough on me.
Sometimes I do, and then when I'm doing it, I just like, you know, kind of emphasize like, hey, like you got this, you're going to do this. Like this is what you got going on, and you know, you're going to come above and beyond of what your expectations are, not like, God dang it, you got to do this.
Russ, are you a tough boss?
It's subjective questioning, and yeah. For me, my first thing is to say yeah, because I'm demanding, but that's not really tough because people really aspire to consistency and leadership and aspire to good performance and good job, good working relationships and all that. They aspire to it. So if there's a boss in it says, hey, we got to keep this up, we got to get this going, this is our policy, let's keep it going, with a consistent manner, not one day I don't care, next day I do, that you can't do that. But that's that, I say, yeah, I'm a tough boss, but that means that I have people work for me 15 years and never left.
But I think what you guys right. are talking about is being great coaches, great mentors, yeah. Leading by example. I think that's what that is. The boss word, throw that one away. Leading, mentoring.
And there's a recognition. There's no unimportant positions at your business. There's no unimportant positions, and everyone's equal. We are all equal. We just have different functions.
Right.
I mean, my function may be to decide at the end of the day how we're going to do something. Your function may be driving the truck for deliveries. It doesn't matter. They're equally important. They're just different, and we all rely on each other.
So, AT,
yep.
I'm going to call 928-328-1556, 328-1556 for Max Force Pest Control, okay? Now, I'm going to call, and I want to talk to you, because you sold me that you are Max Force.
Cool.
Okay? Will you just push me off to somebody else, or will you give me the attention I think I deserve?
Well, when you call that number, you actually, reach our office.
Okay.
And then if you need to reach me, like, my cell phone is everywhere, but my office will just, like, hey, call John, like, right away. And I just call John right away. That's just the way it is. But then there will be a point in time where AT's not going to be, like, the guy calling me. It's going to be somebody else that's handling the bugs and stuff because AT's off to doing other things, right? Bigger and better for maybe Max Force, the community, or whatnot. But did I train that person the right way to handle it, just like AT?
Because if they've got the logo on the shirt, you know, then there's an expectation that this is AT-like.
Oh, my God, because we get that a lot, right? It's like, okay, so somebody sees, like, my video, and then they call Max Force, right? We'll go and, like, do the estimate, like I do most of my estimates. We'll do that, and then they say, cool, are you going to be the one coming out and here and spray? And they're like, no, we actually have Mike, or we have Oscar that's going to take care of your, you know, services or whatnot. Well, I want you to do it. And then it's like, right, what do you do? So my thing is, like, you know, I would love to do your bug service. Like, I would love to cure your bugs and your termites and do, like, all this stuff for you. It's just, unfortunately, like, these guys are the best ones. Like, they do their stuff. Like, I come in and I present because I know the product. But these guys really get down and hard with what's going to happen, right? And, you know, if you have issues, obviously we are here, but, like, they're the ones. And, like, Lynn mentioned something, like, you know, you go into business for yourself, but you're not by yourself or something like that.
Right.
Dude, it's true, man. Like, talk to my guys, like, a text message, we can read them off, like, every single day or, you know, or affirmations. Like, dude, like, Max Force is Max Force because I can present a really good product, but are we going to deliver? And that's what Mike and that's what Oscar are doing. They're freaking delivering, man. You know, that's why we're not getting these callbacks. That's why we're not having to go back and, dude, like, we got termites again. Oh, we got bugs again and so on. Like, no, man, they're freaking killing it. And then plus, Lynn talked about the product, right? It's the same exact thing. Like, we're not buying the product, like, right down the street or whatnot, or not to say, but, you know, we're buying the best products, bro. Like, we invest money into it, and that's why you see the results. If you have a great marketing strategy, if you have really good employees and a sucky product, like, dude, it's not going to work.
Yep. You know? Yeah. Yep. I had to coach a restaurant when I was no longer in business, but they was challenging me I'm probably your biggest restaurant spender. I want more of this. I want more of that. I said, can I tell you why you're my biggest restaurant spender? He said, yeah, please. Can I be honest? Sure. Your customer service is terrible. you can't get people to come back, which is why you have to spend money on buying new customers. And it was like I threw a pot of minestrone over his head, but he finally got it because he had to keep advertising. He couldn't get customers to come back. I killed the golden goose, but I had to be brutally honest. You need me because you can't deliver the goods. You can't deliver good customer service. I mean, your maitre d's and your hostesses were scaring people away,
right?
Smoking in their face. So it was awful.
Can I guess which one it was? No, I'm kidding.
No, they're long gone. Long gone. But again, the truth is, are you have to buy new customers, or do you get to keep them because you've earned the right to keep them? It's critical.
Right.
And Mary Kay, in your line of work, that's got to be critical. The referrals and the return business has got to be key and core to your success.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're always going to lose a few customers due to life. Life happens.
Yep.
And you're always going to want to be bringing in new customers. But there should be that base of customers that are loyal to you and you are loyal to them. And one of the things that Mary Kay herself was recognized and awarded for so many different things because she was smart. She's super smart. And she built an amazing ground for us to work off of. And one of the key parts of that is the golden rule. We are expected to give golden rule service to every customer, every person we come in contact with. And so... And she didn't know 56 years ago, almost 57 years ago, that people would need to be reminded to be nice. And
right.
Here we are in our situation now where some people need to be reminded to be nice.
Yep.
And so in my business, I am always trying to see it from the other side of the table. Because normally, before all of the craziness, we would literally sit down at the kitchen table and we would be across from each other and you know, discussing what the person needed in their life. What did they want to change? What did they want to improve? And so it's a matter of putting yourself in that person's place. How would you feel with the verbiage? How would you feel with the presentation? How would you feel with what the feeling is, the heart? Are you coming at this with a heart of sincerity, truth, love? Or are you coming with a heart of just wanting to make that sale?
Yeah,
perfect. And I haven't run an ad in a year. We're busy, real busy.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to have a stronger infrastructure before I stepped up to that next level.
Yep.
And that's what I've been working on.
In the mid-80s, I had my own paper in Huntington Beach. My biggest client, Larry Gage, he was a realtor, a big poster behind his desk. It's nice to be important, but it's important to be nice. And this guy, that's almost 40 years ago, I remembered that big poster behind his desk. And Larry had money coming out of his money, was a real important dude, but he was just a nice guy. And it really fed his whole team. He had a real estate office in Fountain Valley, California, with probably 80 agents, but just he was adored because he was just a nice guy.
Yeah.
And nice guys don't finish last.
Yeah, you'd have to be a punk man to be like a great business owner. Yeah, like you'd have to be rude. Like you don't have to be, put people down. Whatever it is, like, no, dude, just be cool with people.
Build them up, don't tear them down.
Yeah. Exactly.
Build them up, don't tear them down. Exactly. Lynn, you've been a fabulous guest again. Mary Kay Independent Beauty Consultant, 928-919-1998. AT, thank you very much from Max Force. The Max Force phone number, 928-328-1556. I think this hour has been more about communications and human development and sales techniques rather than killing bugs or lipsticks.
It's
the base of business. You're
exactly
right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great Wednesday. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Best job, Lynn.
The preceding show on 560 KVLU was a paid program.
All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBOU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.